WinJet community, hello, 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 and happy holidays from Angelo of Alpha Hippie. Thank you so much for joining this broadcast. It really means a lot to me and the WinJet Studios community out there. And I sincerely hope that these lives that we've been doing every week have brought some sort of enrichment and value in your life in some way, shape, or form. So I wanted to talk about something personal, rather personal, that I've been I've had struggles with as of late, and how I had an epiphany moment this weekend, and it really hit me, and I wanted to share it. Throughout my life, I could get rather obsessive about certain things, and I don't really believe that being obsessive or having a great passion about things is a bad thing. I want to first say that I really believe that in order for us to achieve a high amount of success, I don't understand how you could do it without being obsessed with it or in love with it. To me, obsessed is what being in love really is. And there was a really great in a 50th year, the year Michael Jordan turned 50, him and Ahmad Rashad, a dear friend of him and also journalist who followed basketball, they have an interview. It's absolutely wonderful. It's about an hour. I think everyone should watch it. And the last question Michael Jordan has, Ahmad Rashad asks, and he says, Michael finished this sentence. The greatest thing about the game of basketball to me is dot, dot, dot. And so Michael answered it when he said, the greatest thing about the greatest gift to basketball to me is about the love I have for it. Because the love is what drives me to do things and go that extra distance. And he, along the lines of he'll do anything to maintain the connection with it. And I really love business. I really love growing. I love that part of my life. I find a great sense of joy and accomplishment by achievements in business. And I'm in love with what I do. And so oftentimes that could come at the expense of me being so caught up in it that I lose presence in other areas of my life, specifically at home with my wife and my son. I could be there, but not physically. I could be there physically, but not mentally, right? My mind could be somewhere else. And I imagine, many of us ambitious work folk could lose sight of this also. And something hit me this week where I realized that I am Angelo, and it's important for me to act in certain roles of my life. And when I am playing that role, I must become obsessive and in love with it. But then when I am not being that certain role, to not even be it and think about it and be the role that is required of me right there at that moment. So Monday through Friday, I am the ultimate sort of what you would read in every standard entrepreneur successful man's book. This is where I really came to the conclusion. I am Angelo, this ultimate achiever, this disciplined guy that gets up and does the morning routine and hits the gym and does all those things. But I have spent a lot of time not embracing being a father in that way, or being a husband in that way. And that comes at an expense of other areas of my life that I do get much enrichment in. So what's really important is for me now moving forward from this is I realize that when I am being whatever role I'm being, I am simply acting. I'm like an actor taking on a role in my life, but then I move to other roles in my life and really anchoring in what role am I playing right now, and am I acting like the actor that's playing that role, or am I playing another role? And this happens a lot in a film or anything like that. You get sort of typecasted, and we typecast ourselves, like Jeremy Piven, for instance. Can Jeremy Piven ever be anything than Ari Gold again? Probably not. John Hamm, could he ever really excel in movies that don't see him as Don Draper? Probably not. James Gandolfini, RIP, always will be too soon to me, right? Could he ever not be Tony Soprano? And at the same time, though, it's that over-attachment to that role that we could fall so victim to and believing that's the only thing we are. And this is what I'm calling attention to. So when it's Saturday morning and I'm hanging out with my family, my role is being a husband and father and a family man. And why wouldn't I be that obsessive, that in love with those roles as I am with the other roles? So if we really want to talk about being of integrity, showing up like that Angelo version that is the business version of me, I have not always been, up to this weekend, even realizing that, in that most integrity version of myself. And I would imagine that I am not the only one that struggles with this. And so take a look at your life and realize that it's okay to act like a different person when you're in different role. It should be that way. It doesn't make you fake. It makes you fake when you're trying to be the business guy when you're around your family, because that's not what they want you there for. Your wife, or, you know, for me, I could become, in my business world, you know, very hard on myself. And then what that does is it bleeds into me being hard on others. And I have no problem saying this, that with my business partner, with my previous business partners, with my team, I could be a tough leader to be around at times because I ask so much of myself. But to bring that type of energy home and try to play that role with my wife sucks. Sucks for our relationship. To bring that type of judgment and pass that on to my son is no different than the world that I grew up in. And I hated that part of being around my dad. I would avoid my dad because I simply didn't want to get shit on that day. And so this is a really good call to take a look at the roles in your life and seeing what actor you need to play and what habits, tendencies, and things like that to become super, to excel in that role, but then become that obsessive with all these other roles in our lives. Fall that much in love with being the father. And then on Saturdays, when everyone's not in the car by 10 a.m., who cares? I'm with my family, right? It doesn't matter because 10 or 15 minutes with your family is not like dissing someone that you're trying to make a business deal with. 5 minutes to clean up something that I wish my wife would have cleaned up instead of me just going to tell her that she didn't do it is, it's Angelo trying to be the businessman, the leader, the team leader, whatever I am, right? It's not Angelo, the compassionate, loving husband that understands that his wife is running around with a two-year-old all day, maintaining a remote part-time job, and she's doing her very best, and she absolutely doesn't want to fall up short. But why would I ever treat her in a different way? And this is a real big breakthrough for me at 38 years old. I just turned 38 a few Wednesdays ago, and it took me that long to get it. And that's why I really wanted to share it with you guys and this beautiful community, because if I could help anyone realize this about themselves, because this is the part, that's the part that no matter how much I accomplish in this business version of me, will feel sad about later in life and I'll regret. Not how I treated the people necessarily that worked under me, that worked with me, but how I treated the people that weren't in line with that role of being Angelo, sometimes the unforgiving, uncompassionate, and no empathy businessman that I can be. That I'll feel bad when my son wakes up and just wants to avoid me because all I did was throw shame at him or guilt or whatever, or made his life feel like he couldn't be around me without walking on eggshells. I could handle that in my business world. Really doesn't bother me, but just thinking that I was like that there. So take a look at all of your roles as you're ending up this year and become obsessive and fall in love with whatever it takes to maintain connection in each role, and not allowing them to intersect and play one role while you're trying to be in another role. Because if Jeremy Piven is being a compassionate, non-sarcastic person in the next movie he does or program, and he acts like Ari, he's going to get kicked off the show. If John Hamm is not supposed to be Don Draper, he's supposed to be something else, he's not going to excel in that role. So don't let yourself get typecasted into one role. You're human. You have multi-dimensions to you. Get obsessive about falling in love with all the roles and understanding the idiosyncrasies in all of them so that you could excel in all the roles. Because if any of those roles get intersected by you playing someone else, you will not simply excel in the role. Maintain the connection with the role. Fall in love with it, like MJ said. And then you will excel in it the same way MJ did with the basketball. Maybe not to his degree, but goddamn it, isn't it great that you didn't drop any of the roles or didn't excel at any of them? They may not be your best movie, but you gave it your best to fit that role. You stressed yourself to be that role. And that's what I really hope for you guys. I'm going to be gone next week traveling with my family doing the holiday shuffle and jive. And so I will not be here for next week's live, and I'll be ready to catch you in 2022. See you guys then. Thanks for watching. Much love, kings and queens out there. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.